My dear Snowy, just a few farewell lines, hoping you will forgive me for not writing to you sooner. But really, I haven't had time. We have been so busy, and I was able to go home every Sunday. So tell Dot to write for me. I start to do my bit next week. We leave here on Tuesday or Wednesday for the front. I am quite prepared for anything, if I can only wipe something off the slate. I have missed your tobacco very much. I often thought of you, but never got time to write. I am going to write to someone every week. The letter to be for all. And a good plan will be to send me a sheet of paper and addressed papers and addressed envelopes every time. I also need stamps when we get to the front. You can send me some tobacco even if you don't know where I am, as the War Office has some way of working that. I am glad to say I was able to get my garden done, so that saved a bit. I planted, but who can say who will reap? However, this is not the time for vain regrets. If I had my time over again, things would be different. I feel very near the end of the rope now, and I am not over sorry. I have written home to say goodbye. You might send this letter on to Willa. I never can remember her abode, and if you never hear of me again, I hope you will try to keep the two girls out of service. If I am alive, they won't go into so-called gentleman's service. But please God, there are better days in store for us all. I am sending my little silver watch back to Mother. So you see, I have some little spark of sentiment still left in me. I will close now with best love, hoping you are quite well. Your loving brother, George.